Let's face it, there are about four people who want to be awake right now. You, me, and the other two listeners of In You All Along here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
I don't know where I'm going now that I am gone. I hope the wind that's blowing helps me carry. Tonight I wanna kill some time, unlike every time I've done before. On a clear day you might see me in a cage on a yellow brick road, wishing I had someone to adore.
How you doing? You waking up yet? You don't have to wake up. I was just kidding. You can go right back to sleep. But you gotta leave the radio on so that the radio waves can help infuse you with the power that was in you all along, just like this show here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM Tufts, Freeform Radio WMFO. My name is Pete, and thank you for tuning in. Boy, oh boy, what a show we have for you today. We being you and me. And that's it. For example, we just heard from Liz Weiss with her song Empty Me Out from 2015's There's a Light. Liz Weiss is playing this week. And I'll tell you here, she's playing at the MFA. She is playing this coming Wednesday, August 22nd, at the Museum of Fine Arts. Before Liz, we heard from Raylan Baxter with his song Hey LaRocco from his new album Wide Awake. You know, I think Raylan Baxter found and ingested some of Harry Nilsson's DNA, because I was really confused when I first heard that song. It was played a couple weeks ago by our very own Gabi, who's on later on Friday morning, and I couldn't believe it was a new song. But there it is. The man is living out of time. Prior to that, we had the very sad and beautiful moment we have here with Aretha Franklin this morning on In You All Along, with I Say a Little Prayer from 1968's Aretha Now. I Say a Little Prayer is probably better known as being a signature song of Dionne Warwick, but I love that Aretha Franklin version. It is one of my favorites of her songs. There's so many. You know, go ahead and try and pick an Aretha Franklin song as your one. We could have a whole separate show. I'm sure someone will. Also a terrific, terrific Hal David Burt Bacharach composition, as are all of their compositions. And we opened up the show with Harry Nilsson, the real Harry Nilsson, not the reincarnation, with Turn On Your Radio from 1972's Son of Schmilson. Some part of me, if I ever went back to having an opening theme song to the show again, would consider starting with Turn On Your Radio. But it wouldn't really help now, would it? I mean, if your radio was on, you would already hear the song and you wouldn't need that bit of help. If your radio was off, Turn On Your Radio certainly isn't going to get you to turn it on if you can't hear it. So, you know, you see the problems? Radio is hard. Really, really hard. Whew. Anyway, I'm going to get back to it here with the hard work of bringing you more of this.
Yeah. The one into A to your B. My shanty, you keep me always revving, making me wanna wear your love like heaven.
My, how the time flies by. When I'm enjoying your company, I feel like simultaneously no time passes and time flies by in an instant. You, my friend, defy the very laws of physics. Your wonderful presence here with me makes me forget I exist. Who else says such nice things to you as your good DJ friend here, me, Pete, here on In You All Along on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford? You can tell me a few nice things, of course, if you like, or complain, as you're prone to do, you big complainer, at facebook.com/InYouAllAlong, the online home of this radio program. We just heard from Definition of Sound and Wear Your Love Like Heaven from 1991's Love and Life, A Journey with the Chameleons. You'll no doubt recognize the sample used. The sample from The Hombres, 1967, Let It All Hang Out. I really enjoy those guys. They were a British dancey pop band of the early 90s. There was a lot of good stuff in that kind of vein from coming out of the British places there that they have in the UK in the early 90s. Prior to that, we had the Saints with Save Me, with the Australian band's 1979 album Prehistoric Sounds. Before that, we had the ever delightful Elliot Murphy with Manhattan Rock, 1975's Lost Generation. I have been getting a little lost in the works of Elliot Murphy lately, and I suggest you follow me on down that rabbit hole. We opened the set with Juliana Hatfield with Rhinoceros, the politically biting, angry rhinoceros, which is very heavily edited for radio, you'll notice. That is my favorite track from her 2017 raging album, Pussycat. Pussycats scratch and bite and get mad. Don't taunt the pussycat or it will come and get you. Right now, behind us, Well, first of all, let me take one step back and say Juliana Hatfield will be playing at the free Wicked Good Festival this weekend. I should probably give you a specific day or you'll be there for no reason. Tomorrow, August 18th, on Boston Common, the Wicked Good Festival. That also features Jarif, Anjimil, Air Traffic Controller, Buffalo Tom, and Bleachers, and it's all free. That starts... What time does it start? I'm always prepared, but not always ahead of time here. It starts at noon, and it goes until, like, after 8 o'clock sometime. So get on down there. It is sponsored by WERS, another of the many wonderful radio stations here in the Boston College radio scene. Behind me here is 3 Day Threshold with Leaving of Liverpool, an instrumental version of that song. Before we heard an instrumental of their song, Little Bit Lonesome. 3 Day Threshold will be playing with about 14 other bands. Actually, that's not true, but a handful of other bands. Tomorrow night at the Cantab Basement, which is one of my favorite places to go see a show because I feel like it's just anything goes down there. Sometimes I will just pay the cover and just walk in and watch the fun unfold. Well, they're playing with Golden Years of Dutch Pop, which is a great band name, Postcursor, Wet Pizza, and somebody else. Somebody else, I don't know. I think it's a fluid, evolving thing. 3 Day Threshold are a lot of fun. My buddy Keir Burns has been fronting that band for 72 years, I think. And it's still going strong. Get on down there and see them. And in the meantime, listen to more of this.
tell you the dreadful story of how I poked out my eye. Oh, let me tell you the dreadful story of how I poked out my eye. Well, it was early on Sunday morning when I woke up from a dream. My heart was pounding, my hands were trembling from the frightful sight I'd seen. I dreamt my father appeared before me. He had risen from the grave. He was a pitiful and lonely specter of a life that could not be saved. Oh, let me tell you the dreadful story of how I poked out my eye. Oh, let me tell you the dreadful story of how I poked out my eye. And in the dream, my father told me that a part of me must die, so that it might be with him in spirit to help him in the afterlife. You can imagine that all I wanted was only to go back to sleep. And yet I knew that I must rise up and obey the terrible decree. Oh, let me tell you the dreadful story. Oh, let me tell you the dreadful story. I left the warmth of the bedroom and opened the window shades. I walked outside in my bathrobe into the cool of the autumn day. I walked outdoors to the tool shed and opened up the drawer, and I removed the deadly instrument to do the deadly deed. Oh, let me tell you the dreadful story. That would never see again. And then I brought in my Sunday paper and then went back to bed. Oh, let me tell you the dreadful story of how I poked out my eye. Oh, let me tell you the dreadful story of how I poked out my eye. My eye.
Oh, we decided to walk to school.
At the corner, we waited to cross the street.
The stoplight counted down.
15, 14, 31? I mean, 13?
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Loud music was coming from a car.
Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Are you as excited as I am? We got a whole bunch of new PSAs in this week. That's one of them. You're just going to be swimming in delight as we tell you more useful messages that you've never heard before. But right now, I'm going to tell you that we just heard from the Woolly Mammoths with Beat Breaker from their really fun 2017 album, which is called Resist Consumerism, by our album. Oh, those funny guys. Those guys are playing tonight at the Dorchester Art Project with The Parlor and The Solars. That looks like a lot of fun. Those guys are a lot of fun. Check them out. Before that, we heard from the always inimitable Brian DeWan with My Eye, from 1993's Brian DeWan Tells the Story. Before that, we heard from Pear Ubu with The Modern Dance, from 1978's album of the same name. Those guys are playing a phenomenal event down in Providence at AS220 called Foo Fest, which is their annual block party on Empire Street. There are like 20-something bands playing. There's Pear Ubu, Rod Digas, Show Me the Body, Chachi Carvalho, Lookers, Harvey Garbage, and a whole bunch of others. So check it out. So much to check out. Prior to that, we had Devo with Working in the Coal Mine, their 1981 cover of the classic from the heavy metal original soundtrack. And we opened the set, of course, speaking of working, with the Modern Lovers and 1974's Government Center, where all the secretaries stamp the ledgers. That's going to do it for me. Thank you once again for tuning in to In You All Along here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. Stay tuned for Ryan D. and the Music Savage Show.